It's time for the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast.
I can't wait.
As Z says, it's time to dream and dream big. Reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip.
Now, here's Z. Michelson.
Here I am. I'm Z. Michelson. I'm here with my sidekick and producer, Jay Lawrence.
Hey, I am Jay Lawrence, and guess what? I am taking over.
You are taking over the reins.
I have such, you know, we talk about travel all the time.
All the time.
And so I have a desire to road trip. And, you know, I've done a road trip in the past. And right. So I got to thinking, I want to do the ultimate road trip.
What's the ultimate road trip?
I want to go to Alaska.
Woo! From here in Florida?
Instead of going on the big trip, the ship and the airplanes, I want to drive it the Alcan Highway.
Oh, okay. You know, Ozzy Osbourne did. He went from Florida all the way up to Alaska.
Did he?
Yeah, he did that.
Uh-huh. Did he come back?
Yes, he did.
The trick is, do I want to buy a car that would make that trip and then sell it up there? Or do I want to take my own little car and go, you know? And
yeah, but, you know, you might want to consider doing an RV. Did I stump you?
Would that
RV?
Would that be one of those rental things?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, well, God.
You know, you can rent one because that kind of gets a lot.
We're talking about 6,000 miles here, I think.
You know, you might also be able to buy a used one, which are really, really nice these days.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles will you be going just to get up into that region?
Right. About 3,000 miles to get to Seattle.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, it's about 3,000 miles north of California.
And then it's 1,300 miles north.
From there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at easy 6,000 miles.
That's 9,000 miles.
Yeah, easy six. Yeah. Easy six. You know, because you got to go through Canada, you know, to get up there and then, you know, jigger-jagger over. And then Alaska isn't tiny and you have all those avenues through Alaska.
And then how long do I want to stay in Alaska? Do I want to take the sightseeing trips?
Mm-hmm. You know, and you're going to have to plan it like late spring. So by the time you get up there, you know, some of the thaw will be going
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully, yeah.
You know, because you don't really want to go in the middle of winter.
Unless you're
into getting caught in snowstorms.
Oh, no. I've got a picture here of the highway, one of the pictures, and it's just so gorgeous. So,
and there's a lot of RV parks along the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that they talk about. So I found a website.
Okay.
And it lists a whole bunch of stuff, you know. But
I love websites. They always list stuff.
Right. The best places to stop on the Alcan Highway are Mucho Lake, Whitehorse, Starbucks, Signpost Forest, Watson Lake, Tiffin Junction Bridge, and Alaska.
Well, I like this. A Mooseberry Inn Bed and Breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mooseberry.
So, and then going up, they have signposts or, you know, places to stay.
Right.
Places to stay. Dawson Creek is mile zero.
Mile zero.
Comfort Inn.
So that's right at the start.
Fort Nelson Mile.
Okay.
It's the next, and that's a Motel 6.
That's a Motel 6.
They're going to
leave the light on for you.
Thank you very much. And then Mucho Lake Mile, 436 miles, and that's the Northern Rockies Lodge.
That's into the highway.
Yeah, you're up. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So here you're driving a little over 200-300 miles in a day.
Yeah. That's a decent. You figure you got 70 miles an hour. You know, that's an easy peasy. I mean, both of us have done 8 to 12 hour drives.
Well, yeah. But, and then the next place to stop would be Whitehorse mile number 887.
I wonder why they call it Whitehorse Mile.
Well,
did they find a white horse?
It's Whitehorse at mile 887.
I know, but I'm wondering why they call it Whitehorse.
Because someone found a horse white, there white that was white. Let's face it. That's why they named
everything
those.
Everything is white up there.
Yeah. And then the next place would be the Mooseberry Inn Bed and Breakfast. And that's at the...
That sounds really cute.
Yeah.
The Mooseberry Inn Bed and Breakfast. I'm going to have to take a look and see if I can get that up on my website here.
So those are... And that would be a 500-mile day.
Right. You know. And that's just on... the highway.
On the highway. There are not that many places to stop. You know, they recommend that you, maybe if you have an RV or a camper site, they have a lot of pullover areas.
Right.
But so I could sleep in the car just in case. But
yeah, I would do. I wouldn't do that.
So I wonder. One, I need to find a someone that wants to come with me on this trip.
You need somebody to share the driving.
Yeah. Except the other thing is, I don't. You know me. I had the radio cranked up, and I'm listening to Collage Travel Radio and all kinds of things. And you know.
And you can listen to it all over the United States.
Right. Right. And there is problems of Wi-Fi out there in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes you'll lose it. They even recommend that you get a satellite phone to take with you, you know. So
a satellite phone.
A satellite phone. Here's here's a list of the things that they talked about, things you need to pack.
Okay.
You know.
The essentials.
The essentials. The first thing would be a spare tire.
Wouldn't everybody have spare tires?
Well, you know, come to think
of it. Aren't you supposed to have a spare tire? Well,
you know, the funny thing is... There was
What's funny?
Well, there was an issue with my car the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to get a jack to jack up my golf cart. And so I look in the back where you have your spare tire, and there's no spare tire. There's no jack in my car.
I know a lot of the brand new cars don't have a spare.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's the deal with that? Are the tires that are on the car never going to go flat? I doubt it.
Well, you know, but I just put on new tires, so I'm ready for 80,000 miles, baby. And I got more tread than I know what to do with.
So you're ready to go.
Right. And they even suggest not only one spare tire, but two spare tires.
Yeah, because you're going to be in the middle of nowhere. It's very, very... isolated.
Yes.
That's an absolute.
Yes.
So what else have you got on our list of what you need?
Well, and so the reason for that is because the highway, after the spring thaw, there could be pretty rough in certain areas. So, you know, you could bottom out. You need the two tires.
Right.
So the second thing they recommend to do is to have a gas can with you, just in case you miss one of those road stops.
Yeah. Now, are they saying that you should keep the gas in the can?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to make sure it's a full gas can for emergencies.
Right, right. And it's for emergency purposes if you don't make it. Some people have made it, some don't. You know, so when you get there and you've got a full tank of gas, I would use that. Well, I'd use it coming back, I guess. I'd fill up.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at. I found the Mooseberry Inn in Bed and Breakfast.
Yeah,
I found it's very cute. It's very quaint. It looks rural. It looks like an outpost.
Uh huh.
You know, naturally you can't get a room right now because they're sold out.
Right. These are not 5-star hotels.
No, they're not.
Oh wow! Yeah, yeah.
It kind of looks like an old high ranch converted into rooms.
Mm-hmm.
What it looks like. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool, though. You know,
these at
it's
least
comfortable.
They're not off the grid.
Well, technically, most of Alaska is off the grid.
Well,
but the rooms look very comfy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they look comfy. They look clean and neat.
And I wonder if you should book two nights. You know, like the first night you get there, you want to just...
Right, just want to collapse.
And then have a second night to really relax and then enjoy the area.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's something good to know.
Yes.
What else should we have with us?
Well, a milepost book.
Okay.
So you know exactly where you are. It's like a Bible to Alaska.
Oh, an Alaskan Bible.
It has information and Alaska maps.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a mile-by-mile description of along the highway.
Right.
Like accommodations, camping, and restaurants, gas stations, etc.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So you need that. And you can't have it on your phone because you're not going to have Wi-Fi all the time.
So you have to resort to the old-fashioned method of looking in a book or looking at a map.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing that they're suggesting, these are some wild things that you don't even think about when we're out here in the middle of Florida.
Right.
It's a power inverter.
Oh.
Do you know what a power inverter? Not all electronics can be charged on a car's 12-volt system.
Right.
And so you need to have this system to act like 110.
Right.
I don't know. Do you remember we did a Christmas parade once? And I had.
Yes.
We
needed the inverter for the lights.
I know where the inverter is. I've still got the inverter. I'm ready to go. Okay.
I remember that. Yeah, and it keeps your things charging.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, starter, a battery starter car jumper.
Okay, yeah.
Which is something I don't have.
Yeah, that's hard to come by too, because you gotta you have to have that. A lot of times, because it gets so cold in certain parts,
right?
Your battery doesn't like to work.
Doesn't want
to
turn over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you know, it also can make it comes also maybe with a compressor. So if you need to pump up those tires. Mm-hmm. And there was one time I had a brand new Lexus.
A brand new Lexus.
I had you to remember. I used to
drive the big that. Things,
and I drove from Florida, where it was sunny and hot,
right,
into the state of Illinois,
where it was cold and wet.
It was cold and wet. Okay, so I drove overnight, so everything was fine. So right. I got up the next morning.
Right.
My tires were like, whoa! Yeah. You know, I got the and big emergency,
little, and the little light was on.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Oh yeah. My goodness! Because so you got to be able to pump up those tires when it gets cold.
Yes.
And of course,
I hate to tell you this, but you have to pump up the tires too when it's hot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, both ways. It works well, both ways.
Right. But when it gets cold, sometimes you lose the pressure.
Right.
And it goes down. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. they're recommending a tire jack.
Okay.
Well, of course you're going to need a tire jack.
In case you have to change those tires that are no longer on the new right. cars.
Don't forget to check for the lug wrench.
Oh, yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that's important.
Yep.
And I don't have one of those either without the jack or the spare.
A lot of people don't know how to change a tire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it could be. I could get a tire like NASCAR has now, you know. They've got that one lug. Well, that's the old-fashioned way.
That's the old-fashioned way.
They went with, like, on Indy cars,
right.
just one lug, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look safe to me, but that's mm-hmm. what they've done, so. Okay.
And there's your satellite phone you want to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're driving to Alaska alone or even have a loved one with you, mm-hmm. it's not a bad idea to have a peace of mind of a satellite phone because a satellite phone will get through.
Right.
Satellite phones have begun cheaper over the years, and it won't be a bad idea to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen them coming down in price, and I've seen a lot more people utilizing them, because particularly when they go on these hikes, the mountains and things like that,
right.
they have a satellite phone with
right.
them.
Mm-hmm. And see, maybe it would be a chick magnet, too.
I have a satellite phone,
babes. Yeah, no, this isn't just your normal flip phone. This is a satellite phone.
Satellite phone.
Yeah. Okay. And
hopefully you don't need an engineering degree to run it.
Don't you just push the button and it goes...
I would hope so, but I don't know.
Yeah, gotta see where that satellite is. Okay, another thing they're recommending is a multiple USB car charger.
Oh, you know, okay.
Mm-hmm. Where I tried that on my car one. I have a
right.
I had one strip. I had a multi thing.
Right, we have two or three of them.
Two things. Mm-hmm. It didn't work.
Why?
The one worked, and then just the other thing didn't. I thought I could get my phone to work and something else, like two things working at the same time on my phone. It wasn't to charge. It was basically just to
not working.
To use it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then they're recommending using a road atlas.
A map. Yeah. A map. Ooh. You know, I love looking at maps. I really don't like using my phone for maps.
Yeah.
Because I like to see where I'm going, how far it's going to be to where I get. And my phone usually just shows me my little area that I'm going. And make a right here. Make a left here.
Yeah.
It's like, I like to see. You know? And I want to judge. Am I 2 hours away? Am I an hour away? I like maps.
Doesn't your phone, my phone, calculates the time I'm going to arrive?
Yes, it does that. But I like to know. I'm here. I'm going here. But how much more am I going to be to get there?
Well, it's 2.5 hours, you know.
Yeah, but it's 2.5 hours to that point.
Yeah.
And then I want to know further. I want to see the whole picture.
Okay.
I'm into the whole picture.
Well, if you get a map, a road atlas, that would do it.
I can see the whole picture.
Yes. And Rand McNally has a lot of those good maps.
So yeah, I still have one.
You do?
Absolutely.
I wonder if it's up to date.
No.
Now, the next thing that they're recommending that you take with you would be the thing that I already have this. Of course, I have a thumb drive.
Right.
And I have over 300 hours worth of programming on that one thumb drive.
Oh, you mean music?
Music, yes.
Music.
That would beat your satellite phone, you know, having to have a radio station or something like that.
Right. Well, you know me. I do have XM.
Not sure that's going to work.
I don't know.
Well, but of course that is satellite. Now, if you get your satellite phone, will the satellite work for the XM?
I don't know.
We'll have to check that out.
Right. I will have to find out. Because yes. I know XM, you can lose, you know, because it is satellite. If it's a cloudy day or you're going under a bridge or whatever else,
right.
You're going to lose signal.
Right.
Yeah.
And see, the satellite would be here. No, the satellite is here and Alaska is over here.
Right.
So would it be to the curvature of the Earth that you wouldn't be able to see
a line of sight.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so
technical stuff.
So let's see. Make sure you have Sirius XM radio.
Well, see.
It does say that.
See, I told you I have XM.
Okay, there are, it's no joke that certain days you won't be able to get a single radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably can get Sirius XM.
Probably, like I said, you know, XM is basically a satellite feed.
Yeah.
And if you don't have high clouds or you're in a mountain where the mountains are blocking you or under a bridge or whatever, you should get some sort of feed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I know. Now, another thing to take along would be snacks.
Oh, I always have snacks in my car.
Do you?
When I go on road trips, you betcha. There's more snacks in there than I have in my house.
You mean I'm not going to be able to stop at McDonald's every hour?
Nope. Mm-mm. We used to actually pack things like, if we were going on long road trips, we'd do some hard-boiled eggs.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'd do some healthy stuff, carrots and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'd have nuts and things like that. And mm-hmm. then some not-so-healthy stuff like chips and things. Particularly chips and things.
Like potato chips?
Potato chips.
Yes.
But... Yeah, we always had stuff in the car. You know, sometimes if we knew we can pack some sandwiches in a cooler, you know, we would do that and pack the Sammies.
Now, when you were packing these sandwiches, were they wrapped in cellophane or wax paper? Do you remember wax paper?
Wax paper from years ago.
Oh, mother would make those sandwiches. And by the time I got to school, they were dry as all get out.
Yeah, because the wax paper doesn't really keep it, you know, air fresh.
No.
No, we used to wrap them either in saran wrap, which is like a plastic wrap.
Yeah.
Or aluminum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we would do. And then we'd have things in we'd have it in the cooler. You know, so we'd have a few days worth of sandwiches. And when we got to our first hotel stop, we'd have, you know, refrigerators that we can put stuff in there that we needed to refrigerate.
Now, wait a minute. We got to check to see if these stops along the way.
Yeah. So we got to get the stops going. Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I need to get this RV.
Yeah. And then you got to watch the RVs that you get if they have the reverse power and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But that's what you tell the RV dealer. That this is what you want. I'm going off the beaten path, and I want to see if I, you know, can I turn my refrigerator on without utilizing the engine?
Oh yeah,
things like that. Mm-hmm.
All right, two more things that they're listing. My friend listed on this list here. One is water.
Oh, always have water
for drinking and maybe for your car as well.
Yes,
you know,
I lived in the desert for many, many years, and I did a lot of traveling in the desert, so I always had extra water just in case I got stuck in the desert or my car overheated. So I'm, you know, big advocate of water.
Now, on my last big road trip that I took, I did buy a case of water. I had it in the back of the car, and so I was ready to use water anytime I needed it.
Water is essential.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. One of the essential things. You need it.
And then the last and final thing to take would be toilet paper.
Or baby wipes, or both.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But just in case you need it when you need it.
Yeah, in case. And this would be very hard for me to go poop in the forest. I'm sorry. I've never done it. I never will. I'd probably be one of those crazy people that would hold it for 500 miles.
Yes.
Just so I didn't have to poop in the forest. And my luck, if I tried to do it, I'd wind up going and there'd be a bear behind me or something. Yeah, no.
Oh, bear, oh, bear, oh, bear.
But you don't want to be a litter bug. Keep that in mind.
No,
you want to keep everything available. Now, I'm going to throw something else out at you.
Yes, please throw it.
If you don't want to go in the forest.
Yes.
There are portable toilets you can bring and put it in your trunk. I had one when we were working on a boat that I used to own, you know, because there was no toilet on the ship, and we were repairing it, and I was not going to go into the woods and poop or into the ocean and poop. So I had a little, and it's not that big. It's like, it's a little bigger than a children's potty chair. So it's just enough for a person. So now,
do you save it in a bag?
Yeah, you would have to save it. But they do have, they have like a little compost in those too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it goes into a little compost area. Now, I've seen makeshift potties. You know, you get the bucket at Home Depot and then a toilet seat, and you can take it out and go in there. So this way you're comfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, one thing we forgot to do.
What did we forget?
Because I kind of took over when we started this.
I know you took it over.
I took over. It was the... trivia question.
Traveling trivia?
Yes, the traveling
trivia. What do we got? You got a question?
What year was the Alcan Highway established? When did they start that? We'll play that music just for that.
Just for that?
Yes.
When do I get to answer?
Well,
when do I get to guess?
Okay. And now, going to the contest, when was the Alcan Highway started?
I'm going to say 1958.
The answer is 1942.
Oh, I wasn't too far off.
Not too far off, no. But it was started because they thought the Japanese were going to invade Alaska.
Yes, and they needed roads to bring our equipment up.
Get the troops up there. Yeah. And so it wasn't until the 50s when it became a
real highway.
A real highway.
So I wasn't too far off.
Well, you weren't.
I didn't get the beginning of the reason why they started it.
Did I have to give you all the details?
Yes.
And then the other thing that I forgot, because we're doing this podcast kind of differently and I'm just kind of rattling on, is who sponsors us?
Let Collage Travel Radio help you sail through life.
It's the music that you can sing along with.
Music, memories, and travel create your collage. This is Collage Travel Radio.
See?
Collage Travel Radio. Collage. Available 24/7, absolutely free.
Yes, yes.
That's, just click to listen.
That is fantastic. So how do we get a hold of Z. Michelson if we want to have my travel dreams come true?
Particularly if you want to go to Alaska. Now is the time. It's easy.
You mean if I don't, you don't want to ride with me, you
want to
get on a boat and a ship and go that way?
If I want to do it the easy way around. go to Z, that's Z-E-E, at zmichelsontravel.com.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for playing along with me
here. This was fun. You know, Alaska is a great place to go visit. You know, it's one of our final frontiers. And it's a beautiful place.
It's not the 54th state. It's a political joke, okay?
No. But it's definitely a place to go visit, whether you go by car, go by boat, or just go by plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
Yep.
Until next time.
Until next time, thanks for listening. And please listen to collagetravelradio.com. And just remember, travel is a way to meet people. And I'm Z. Michelson, making your travel dreams come true.